we have a phenomenal plan laid out. We have six areas that we're looking for input on and six directions that we're looking to go. We have a public survey that's up on our website right now that the community can go and take, and they can give suggestions for these six different areas. And then at the end of that, they can rank order their preferences on what type of a committee they would like to serve on. So right now we're looking forward to getting as many members of the community as we're able to engage in these different areas to try to take in as many viewpoints as we can for what direction we can go for the district.
So when you say six areas, can you elaborate a little bit about what those areas involve?
So the six areas are student achievement, 21st century workforce, trained and agile workforce, district transformation, district infrastructure and stability, and then telling the Sherrard story. So in each of those six areas, there are subheadings that kind of focus what exactly we want to do in the directions that people see as being able to suggest that we take.
And part of this is going to be some public input sessions. And I know we're dealing with large geography when you're talking about kind of the Sherrard School District. So I'm assuming you're probably going to try and have those geographically spread out in the district.
Yes, if at all possible. What we've tried to do is, for example, each of the initiatives has an administrator in charge and then a school board member who's also attached to that. So as we meet and we have community members and staff members on our committees, the administrator will run that. The Board of Education member will serve as a resource. And it's literally just going to be a good old-fashioned strategic planning process in terms of what are some of the directions you'd like to see and why do you think those things are important. Gathering those through a structured committee meeting, I think we're going to come out with some great ideas because, you know, let's face it, if you listen to the people that it's going to affect within the community, whether or not they are a teacher, a paraprofessional, bus driver, a parent, a grandparent, perhaps they're a taxpayer, but they have a wealth of information that we can gather and a wealth of knowledge we can draw from. That's just going to set the district up again to be more successful.
So when you say district infrastructure, I'm assuming does some of that mean buildings?
Yes, it does. Yeah. I came into the district at the approximately in the middle of a pretty good expansion project for our Sherrard grade school and some massive upgrades at some of the other facilities, including heating and air conditioning, and then some interior renovation at the high school. So I would say that's one of the areas where we are definitely ahead of many places in the area.